A reverence for present-day life. When the air feels thick with collective static, presence becomes more than a buzzword. It's the anchor. This post explores why tending to your breath, body, and rhythm isn't just personal self-care. It's the quiet work that reshapes reality. We're in one of those seasons where the energy feels layered. The Lionsgate portal has just pulsed through. A full moon lit the sky, and retrogrades are slowing everything down enough for us to notice what we might usually rush past. It's the kind of window that asks you to check what you're carrying, clear what's stale, and make room for what's next. And that's exactly what I've been doing. Not a quick vibrational tune-up, but a full master skills vibrational sound and energy therapy session using the Alexander Method of Vibrational Sound and Energy Therapy. This is the kind of deep reset where your field feels rinsed in light and your body remembers what unhurried peace feels like. And when I put the tuning forks away, I couldn't stop. I was sweeping, dusting. It felt like the walls wanted to exhale too. Soon after, I moved everything out of my music room so the carpet could be cleaned. The space feels lighter now, not just physically, but in a way that shifts how you breathe when you walk in. This wasn't doing chores. It was, dare I say, altar work, clearing the path for what's next. That kind of clearing feels necessary right now because the collective field has been thick. Some days, it's as if the air itself is holding its breath, nervous, twitchy, primed to react to anything. Politics, money, relationships, the state of the world. People are gripping hard. And here's the thing, when the collective grips, it doesn't just stay out there, it filters into your body. That's why presence, real, grounded, here and now presence, is more than a nice idea, it's a stabilizer. And when I say presence, I don't mean that floaty, leave your body and live in the stars kind of thing. Presence doesn't ignore the bills on the counter or the meals to be cooked. It doesn't pretend that tomorrow isn't coming. The presence I'm speaking of doesn't abandon today in the process. Our bodies aren't disposable vessels we can half live in. They're intelligent encasings, more specifically, the technology through which we get to experience this life. Somewhere along the way, we stopped treating our bodies as sacred, breathing archives of wisdom. This is a problem because grounded presence, what we need, is only possible if you're in the body you've been given. Lately, I've been thinking about rhythm. The universe exhales over millennia. We breathe in seconds. And most of us, we keep it shallow, a safe middle, a partial inhale, a quick release. But what would happen if you stretch past what's comfortable? What would happen if you let the exhale all the way out? What would happen if you sat in that open space without immediately reaching for the next thought, the next reaction, the next fix? I got reminded of this in a very human way recently. I had placed a drive-up order for something urgent and time-sensitive. When the notification popped up saying it was delivered, no one had even been near my car. My nervous system went from zero to fight or flight. When I eventually spotted the associate who was still ridiculously far away from me and called out, she rolled her eyes and said, "If you just let me get to the car." And instantly, heat in my chest, tension in my jaw, I saw red. Later, once the internal static settled, I asked myself why that landed so hard. And there was. I like things in order. I dislike very much interruptions. And as a manifesting generator, that's one of my biggest triggers. She didn't know that. And for all I know, she was in her own storm. Somewhere in the quantum mix, my stuff met her stuff, and boom, there's the moment. I could have stayed there forever and replayed the story. I could have built a case, but all that would have done was keep the same energy alive. Instead, I adjusted me. That's the work, isn't it? Not forcing people into your rhythm, not cutting them off every time they're out of sync, retuning yourself in real time. Because when you hold your own presence steady, emotions stop driving the car. And that's important because emotions are powerful amplifiers. They can fuel intention, yes, but they also can spin you further into dissonance if they're steering without direction. Being still, even for a breath, helps you sort the signal from the noise. You get the information your emotions are offering without letting them hijack your frequency. This is where the bigger picture comes in. Some scientists believe the entire universe is mental, all mind. And while the mind is powerful, it's not the whole story. There's also the intelligence of the body, the frequency of the heart, the resonance of spirit. The universe is ordered, not in a rigid, mechanical way, but in a way that responds to coherence. Coherence starts with just one person steadying their field. So yes, do it for you, because your body is worthy of the kind of presence that quiets the static, because your nervous system is worthy of the kind of breath that ungrips the muscles, because your reality shifts when you stop letting reaction run the show. And while not everyone will participate, if enough people tend to their own presence, the ripple changes what we see and feel as normal. It rewrites what's possible in our shared space. That's the invitation. Not to fix everything out there, but to tend what's here. Your breath, your rhythm, your awareness. And let the order of the universe meet you in it. See you next time. Like, subscribe, and share.